of God. Amen. To the book of Leviticus. Amen. Chapter number 26. Amen. Book of Leviticus, chapter number 26. We appreciate everybody being in the house of the Lord here tonight. We realize, amen, there's a lot of other things that we probably could be doing tonight, but you made a conscious decision on your own, amen, to get dressed and come to the house of the Lord tonight. And then we appreciate, amen, you being here with us tonight. Amen. Book of Leviticus, chapter number 26. Amen. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. Everybody there, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, "Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither shall ye rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in the land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Amen. Verse number 3 again tonight. The Bible says, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season." Hallelujah. Lord, be my help just for a little bit here tonight. I won't try to preach to us. And we need some rain. Amen. We need some rain. Stretch your hands this way if you would. Ask the Lord, would He anoint us and help us here tonight. Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You and we praise You, God, for all that You are to us. And I ask You, Lord, here tonight, God, to touch me, Lord. Let me say nothing more and nothing less, God, than what You'd have to be said. Touch us, stir us, God, shake us, Lord, revive us in this house tonight. We'll give You the praise, Lord, for all that's accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Turn around and look at your neighbor. Tell him, we need some rain. Hallelujah. We need some rain. We find here tonight in the reading of God's Word, very familiar scripture reading to those of us been serving the Lord. Amen. For any length of time now, there's even something, amen, about it in the physical sense about rain. Amen. That just seems refreshing. Amen. After the rain comes by and everything just seems so clean. Amen. Refreshing there after it. I remember, amen, just a few days ago we had went there into Walmart. It might have been over there by Dublin. And then we got to cleaning out the van there that day and got to getting all the trash out and vacuuming it all out there in that little van. And we went over there to Walmart and you know how they got those little trees that you can hang up on your rearview mirror trying to make everything smell good there in the car. And what I usually get every time is the new car scent. Amen. I figure if I can't afford a new vehicle, I can at least make it smell like one. Hallelujah. And then I got to looking about that the other day, and I saw one I ain't never seen before. Amen. The little title there at the bottom of that, amen, of what it's supposed to smell like. It said, "After the rain." Amen. There's something refreshing about that. Amen. Something that just seems so clean. Amen. The smell there of it. Amen. And I remember hearing the old timers, amen, there inside of the house of God, used to talk about how the power of God would fall down in the sanctuary like rain. Amen. And everyone would leave the house of God there that day. Amen. Saturated there. Amen. With the presence of Almighty God. Amen. But can I tell you, friend, if we ain't careful nowadays, it seems like more than getting a downpour inside of the house of the Lord. And now we're satisfied with just scattered showers. Amen. As long as we can get a little goosebump, as long as we can shout, amen, just once a month, amen, we'll feel satisfied with that. Amen. But can I tell you, I've been in the house of the Lord before, and then they're talking about scattered showers, and I've seen them over on this side. They got their hands lifted up, and they're worshiping the Lord with everything they got. And they're on the other side of the church. They're sitting there with their arms folded. Ain't nobody, they ain't getting in, they ain't moving. I've I've seen the Holy Ghost move. Y'all don't fall out with me right here. Amen. I've seen the Holy Ghost move. Amen. Like He did in the service last night. Amen. And folks that's been in the house of God for years and years and years. And we become so accustomed there to the movement of God. We're satisfied leaving the house of God just as dry as we were when we walked inside of the house. But God of heaven, help us tonight. And when we leave this sanctuary, every one of us can leave with the evidence of a saturated soul where God has rained down in our lives. I've been in churches before and seen it. Oh, Jim, I've seen them. Holy Ghost move on a dear sister. We got a lady there in our church. Amen. I ain't making fun of her by no means. How old is Sister Granny Lamb, honey? She's about 80, 89, I think. She's fixing to turn 90. She's close to 90. Amen, Sister Granny Lamb. Amen. That's what we call her. Amen. She's there in the house of God. The Holy Ghost getting to moving there in service. She's one of the first ones to feel it, brother. And I want you to know I ain't making fun of her now. But she'll sit there inside, amen, of that pew. And the Holy Ghost will move on and she'll start looking like she's boxing. Amen. Amen. And get a hold of her and she can't sit still. Come on here now. I've seen the Holy Ghost move on her. Amen. That woman, 89 years old, danced with one hand on the pew until sweat's pouring down her brow. Amen. And I've seen those, amen, come on here now, amen, that's in the house of the Lord, sitting on the very same pew beside her. And they say they got the same Holy Ghost that she's got. And they're just satisfied sitting there. Come on here now. God, when He saved us, He did not save us just to play a piano, to play a set of drums, amen, to have some sort of title, amen, in there in the house of God. But He saved us, amen, that we can do a work for Him when we leave the house of God. Not just having a title when we're in the house of God. But we'll never be able to be what God wants us to be out there until He reigns on us in here. Come on here now. Seen the Holy Ghost move on people before. And then I've seen ladies sit there and file their fingernails. Come on here now. While the Holy Ghost is moving on the person one pew there away from them. I've seen men tilt their heads back. Elder men of God. Give out a message in tongues. Amen. I can look up. Come on here now. I'm telling you the truth tonight. And I've seen other men balancing their checkbook while the Holy Ghost is moving there in the house of God. Come on here. They are accustomed and satisfied with just coming to church. Amen. Three times a week and leaving just as dry as they were when they came in. But I pray to God of heaven tonight, amen, that He can put something down inside of us that'll give us a desire and a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and we shall be filled. Hallelujah. How long has it been since a rain cloud passed over you? I ain't asking how long has it been since the Holy Ghost moved in the service and there ain't been no preaching. I ain't asking how long has it been, amen, since, amen, we stayed in church for hours and hours on end. But how long has it been since the Holy Ghost has rained down on you as an individual yourself? When, come on here now, we got the Holy Ghost. When is the last time the utterance of tongues has came there forth out of your mouth? Help me, Lord, here tonight. Amen, but we got to make sure, amen, that our testimonies in the house of God isn't a history lesson of how good God used to be, but something that is present here in our lives right now. How long has it been since the Holy Ghost moved on you to the place that you were uncontrollable? To the place that nobody can do nothing with you. Nobody can set you down. Come on here. Because the Holy Ghost was raining on you so strong that you didn't care about who was around you or the situations you left. Amen. And had to face when you left the house of God. Come on here. I remember I told you I got saved. I was 19 years old. There was an older man there. Amen. I took up under. I got saved when I was 19. I didn't know much about, amen, youth camps and things like that. Amen, I kind of missed out on all of that because I got saved later on. Amen, but when I got saved, I always tried to push myself up closer to next to the older folks. Amen, they're in the house of God. And I wanted to listen to their stories. I wanted to hear what they had to say. I mean, there was an old Assemblies of God preacher, Brother Talmadge McGuire. He got to talking to me one day after service. And he said, "Brother Brian, I got raised up here in the Assemblies." He said, "Now I remember as a little boy, 7 years old, my mama was in church and my daddy wasn't saved." He said, "But mama took me to church every time she went." He said, "And it was my mama's job, amen, to clean the house of God." Come on here now. He said, "When service was over with, if we had revival, mama's the one making sure everything's cleaned up before service the next night. If we got midweek prayer meeting, mama's the last one to leave, amen, because it was her job to clean the church." He said, "And because I was 7 years old," he said, "mama delegated me to help her." Smile at me, somebody. He said, "She delegated me to help her." He said, "Mama used to tell me, she said, 'Talmadge, I want you to walk around this church tonight. Last saint of God just left. Talmadge, I want you to walk around this church tonight. And I want you to pick up every one of them bobby pins off the floor, because I'm fixing to vacuum.'" How many of us know that bobby pins will wreak havoc, amen, on a vacuum cleaner? Come on here now. Amen. Kind of sounds like a machine gun going off at our house. Amen. We get the vacuum in sometime and miss one. Amen. He said that was my job, was to clean up all the bobby pins and pick them up so that mama can vacuum the floor in the house of God. Why was that his job? Amen. Because the Holy Ghost would move in those services every time the saints of God would meet. Amen. And it would rain down so strong. Amen. There on those women of God. And they would move and buck and dance and shake under the power of the Holy Ghost to the place that they were uncontrollable. I don't know about you, but I'd love before this revival ends here this week that God would saturate every single soul inside of the sanctuary. Every one of us. How long has it been since the Lord rained on you? The Bible told us there in the Word of God. Verse number 3, I read it to you here tonight. It says, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season." Can I tell you, every promise in the Word of God comes with a stipulation with it. Did you know that? Every one of them. Meaning that if we do our part, God's going to do His part. Amen. It tells us there. Amen. We say we're going to be, amen, a blessed man or a blessed woman. But the Word of God tells us in Proverbs that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Amen. So if we want the blessings of the Lord, we got to be faithful to the things, amen, that God has asked us to do. Amen. So ask yourself tonight, am I doing everything that God has asked me to do? Am I obeying Him in the house of the Lord? Amen. The way He asked me to. Amen. For I need rain tonight. Hallelujah. I remember, I believe it was 1999. Amen. A flood came through. I don't know if it was bad around here or not, but in Carolina, North Carolina, Hurricane Floyd came through in 1999. Amen. I remember there reading in the paper, hearing on the radio, amen, seeing different pictures, amen, that those flood levels would rise so high, amen, it actually shook houses on their foundation. Brother Daniel and Sister Misty Pollock that goes to our home church, amen, their house was ruined there in that flood. Shook the house right off of its foundation there. I remember reading there in the paper, they said that there were cars that had been moved a mile to a mile and a half down the road. Amen, all because of the power there of that flood. Amen, I got to thinking there about it. Amen, the power of that flood and all of that. Amen, movement there of the waters. Amen, and then years had passed by. Me and Sister Becca got married. We had only 2 kids there at the time. And we took our children to that same town there that had gotten so bad in the valley there in Wilson. I mean, we took our kids to a park. And we went out there, had a little family picnic and things. Bear with me right here, if you will. Amen. We had a little picnic out there. Amen. Now we got to walking around and looking, kids outside sliding and swinging and all that kind of stuff. And I just got to walking around outside of that park. Everything was all dried up then. Amen. That park down there in the valley, and I noticed a sign there inside of that park. It was a big metal rod that was sticking up. Amen. And there was a white sign, and on the very bottom of it, if I stood on my tiptoes, I still couldn't touch. There was a red line at the bottom of that white sign. And that sign said, "Flood level of Hurricane Floyd in 1999. That flood level was way up over our head. We could have swam where we were at. Amen. How deep it was. I called my youngins. I said, Asa, listen, y'all come on over here. Look at this. I said, look at this sign. And I got to showing them. I said, baby, I said, the water used to be so high. Amen. That daddy couldn't even reach the top. It was way over our head. I said, we could have swam in all of this water over here. Oh, help me, Lord, here tonight. Amen. My kids got to looking around. Amen. At how dry everything was. They got to looking around at how brittle everything was around them. And they looked up at that sign. And then they looked down at the dusty, dry ground around them. And they couldn't fathom that it ever used to be that much water. That there was ever enough. Amen. That somebody could ever swim in. And I wonder here tonight. Amen. When the Holy Ghost. Amen. If our testimonies used to be. Amen. You know, God used to move this high in the 50s. And in the 60s, he used to move like this. And in the 70s and the 80s, and our children are looking around at us, and they're getting in, and they're pressing, and they're praying, and they're seeking for the Holy Ghost. And all we can do is get our mind on just how the order of the service is. But what if God wants to baptize your baby with the Holy Ghost tonight? I wonder who'd lift their hands and say, God, let it rain. Let it rain. Lord, let it rain tonight. Not worried. Amen. Come on here now. We talk bad about those. Pass out the little flyer when we come in the house of God. So-and-so is going to sing this. So-and-so is going to preach. Amen. And they got it all down pat. Exactly what they're going to do. Amen. But we cannot get on them too bad. Because sometimes we got it so down pat. We don't need a pamphlet. I'm on here now. How long has it been since the Holy Ghost came out and just rained on us? I'm on here now. Let me tell you something. Asa Bryan Jenkins isn't going to have a desire for rain if he don't see Daddy begging for rain for himself. Alyssa Faith Jenkins is never going to have a desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost until she sees her mama and daddy with their hands lifted up and say, God, I need a refilling of the power of Almighty God. Come on here now. Our children, amen, they mimic us, amen, the way we are in the house of the Lord. Amen, my kids, they get to play in church sometimes. Your kids ever play church? Come on here now. Amen, most of my kids, I've never heard my kids. They always want to be the preacher, the singer, the shouter. Come on here, I've seen them. There's a lady there at our home church. Amen, Sister Linda. What's the Sister Linda's last name? Shouter, you know her number. Sister Linda Cook, amen. And then Sister Linda Cook, amen, she's going to shout every service. Come on here now, because she is in tune with God. Our kids, amen, there have been times, Alyssa said, I'm going to be Sister Linda Cook today. Come on here now. There's times, my little boy, amen, there's Brother Billy Lynn, he gets a little Apache Indian dance there when the Holy Ghost gets on him. I've heard Asa say before, amen, I'm going to be, amen, Brother Billy Lynn tonight. Come on here now. Amen, but can I tell you, I've never heard one of my kids get up and say, I'm going to be the dry deacon tonight. I'm going to be the one that sits on the preacher tonight. I'm going to be the one that files my fingernails, balances my checkbook. Come on here. Why? Because our kids are wanting something from the Lord. But God of heaven, help us as mamas and daddies to show them and to train them there in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've seen folks before. We need rain for growth. Brother said it tonight. We want our church to grow. You know what's going to make this church grow? Rain. Rain is the only thing that's going to make the church grow. I've seen a lot of different ways folks try to get people in the house of God. Nothing really wrong with it. I've heard them have pack a pew Sunday. You ever heard of that? Assign you to this pew, sister, and it's your job this week to fill up that pew. Okay, we're going to assign you, sister, to this pew. It's your job before the end of this week. Next Sunday roll around, you got to fill this whole pew. Amen. With visitors when you come. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Come on here now. Amen. I've seen them have fried chicken dinners and ice cream socials. Amen. Sweet tea. Amen. Amen. Spaghetti dinners and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with these things. I've heard folks say, if it takes a chicken leg to get them, it'll take a chicken leg to keep them. I really don't believe that. But what I do believe is that when they do get here, we better have more than a chicken wing to give them when they come inside the house of the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with these things to get them to come. But can I tell you something? When that lady comes in the house of God, because we have a fried chicken dinner, she comes in, God helps her, God moves in her life, God saves that woman. That woman goes home. She starts becoming faithful to the house of God. She starts digging in that altar. She starts praying. The Lord starts dealing with her and sanctifying her about things that are in this life. She starts laying off things of the world, and her lost husband's at home. And he don't understand why she don't wear this no more. He don't understand why she don't go there no more. He don't understand why she does the things she does now no more. Amen. And when that husband looks at her in the kitchen and says, baby, you're going to have to choose between me or that old church down the road. Come on here now. It's going to take more at that time than a chicken leg to keep her in the house of God. She's going to need rain. She's going to need to be saturated. And it's going to take us as the people of God to pray down the rain in the house of the Lord. I've seen those folks before that rely on fried chicken, ice cream socials, and sweet tea 9 times out of 10. Those churches are just as dead as the chicken, just as cold as the ice cream, and just as weak as the tea. Smile at me, somebody. Amen. But we got to have more to offer them when they come inside of the house of the Lord. Oh, give me just about 5 more minutes tonight. I'm going to preach to us, and we're going to come around these altars and pray. But there's one thing you must realize is that you cannot produce rain. No way. In the physical sense. We can't produce rain and the clouds outside. We can't produce the Holy Ghost. Amen. Inside of the house of the Lord. I remember my granddaddy, I told you, that same one. Amen. Bought me them Dr. Peppers and chicken sticks every weekend. And then he got to talking to me. My granddaddy ain't saved. I got to talking to him. It's been a couple years ago. And my granddaddy's been a farmer since he was in the third grade. Amen. I'm telling you, he was old school now. My granddaddy went from walking behind a mule and a plow, amen, to riding in a red Massey Ferguson with air-conditioned CD player and a GPS to tell if he missed a road. Amen. Granddaddy's seen, amen, farming change a lot. But granddad still now, when he goes, amen, to Walmart or somewhere, he still walks like this, like he's walking behind a mule and plow. Everywhere he goes, he walks like that with his feet bowed out, because that's just what he's done. And granddaddy told me one day, now he ain't saved. Granddaddy told me one day, he said, son, he said, I remember as a little boy, 5th and 6th grade, those farmers that I worked up under, they used to pray that the Lord would send rain there for their harvest. Because them farmers knew if it won't no rain, we ain't going to have no Christmas. We ain't going to have no dinner. We ain't going to be able to pay no bills. Come on here now. They prayed for rain. They trusted that the Lord would send rain. He said, and I've seen farming change so much now, Brian. He said that now they don't pray for rain no more. And he ain't saved. He said, they don't pray for rain no more. He said, you know what they do now? He said, they dig them a big irrigation system. He said, and they just let it rain whenever it does and fill it up. He said, we can go a whole summer, amen, with no rain at all. And we can produce our own crop, amen, without needing true rain. Come on here now. I got to pondering that over in my mind. And I said, my Lord, have mercy. I wonder how many folks inside the Holiness Church, amen, has dug spiritual irrigation systems there inside the house of God. We learned how to sing it just right. We learned how to preach it just right. If we can get just the right preacher, I believe we'll have a move of God. If we can get just the right singer, just the right person to come, I believe we can have a movement of God. But it's nothing more than an irrigation system in the house of the Lord. Our fast songs won't produce rain. A snappy sermon title ain't going to produce rain. But we're going to have to pray that the God of heaven will send us true rain. That we can have a harvest. We'll never have a harvest of souls without rain. Come on here now. We'll never grow without rain. I remember a while back, I want us to realize that it can rain just as good at home as it can. Come on here, at church. You ever been outside before and it rained on one side of the road and didn't rain on the other. You ever seen that? I saw that today. It was raining in the pond out there behind the house. Amen. And the road in front of us was dry. Amen. I'm telling you, it was raining behind the house in the front over there and not nothing. Amen. Couldn't see no evidence there of rain at all. Amen. But could I tell us, amen, there are times that we must realize it can rain at home just like it can rain, amen, in the house of the Lord. Amen. Me and my wife, we came home, amen, after one of our, amen, trips out preaching some. We came home there, amen, and I remember it was there during the day. Kids, as soon as the van doors opened, Nana's house was right there next by, amen, and they scattered out of there like ants, amen. They're flying out of there, amen. Sister Becca went in, I started unloading things and taking that cargo shell off the top, and then got things unloaded. And my wife went inside, and she was getting something ready there. Amen. I guess for evening, getting something ready for supper there that night. Amen. She was there standing in front of the kitchen sink. See, I've got a window outside there, that kitchen sink. Amen. I remember I was inside putting some things away. I was there in the bedroom. Amen. And I heard my wife, amen, let out the loudest high shriek. Amen. Noise, scream, squeal, whatever you want to call it, as loud as I've ever heard. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost moves on her, amen, you better watch out. Amen. Amen. She's one of them wild shouters, if you want to call it like that. Amen. But the Holy Ghost got to moving on her. I heard the dishes breaking. Amen. And I heard her screaming. I was there inside of the bedroom. I didn't know what happened. I don't even know why I didn't run around the bed. I don't know why I didn't. I jumped over the bed, cleared the bed, coming running around the corner in there. Amen. I saw my wife, amen, holding on there to that kitchen sink, and the Holy Ghost moving on her, and she was a dancing and a bucking and a rocking and a shaking. She shouted her hair down inside of our kitchen. Come on here. She danced all through the living room. Amen. Out there. Amen. God, I'm moving on her. Why? Amen. Because the Lord in His reign, amen, is not confined to the four walls of the house of God, but He can rain on you where you are tonight. What if God decided to fill you with the Holy Ghost on your job? What if you want the Holy Ghost? What if the Lord decided to give you the Holy Ghost? Amen. Right there. Amen. Down the sporting goods section in Walmart. Come on here now. What if the Lord decided to move on us? Would we quench it? And we'd say, God, I want you to move on me. But you've got to move on me between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. Between Monday and Wednesday. And we confine Him down. Amen. To a little box. When God's wanting to do so much more for us. And I tell you, friend, tonight, He can fill you with the Holy Ghost on your job. He can fill you with the Holy Ghost while you're witnessing to your lost loved ones. God of heaven, help us to say, Lord, I don't care where I'm at, but when I'm dry and when I'm desperate, God, send me rain. God, send me rain. There's been times in my life, and I'm closing right here, that the Holy Ghost has moved on me. And I've ran. A lot of folks, evangelists come there to our home church. Amen. Every evangelist, just about everyone that comes to there, always has something to say. Because our, amen, our little floorboards there, that little board around the bottom of it is white. And it's got black marks all over it across the whole church. Our church is a running church. Amen. They shout, but they're running. When they feel the Lord, they're going to run. Amen. Every one of them's got something to say. They're about that running. Those little tracks, they're around there. I tell you, sometimes the Lord's moved on me, and I've ran, and I've bucked, and I've shaken, and I've danced under the power of the Holy Ghost. But there has been times in my life that I've got down in an altar, and I've prayed, and God's given me a good, gentle, soft, soaking rain. Granddaddy used to tell me, he said, Brian, the best rains that we'd have as farmers were those good, gentle, soaking rain. Those plants would soak it up. He said, if we'd have a good downpour, he said, it'll fill up and it'll look so good. He said, but it'll run right off in the ditches and it'll be gone in just a couple of days. I've seen folks like that. I've seen them run and shout in the house of the Lord. Amen. And just a week or two passed by, and it's like the Lord hadn't even done anything. They forgot all about it. And then, but God, heaven, if he wants to run me, or if he wants to shout me, or if he wants me to get down in an altar of prayer, and he just gives me a good, gentle, soft, soaking rain tonight, I say, God, any way you send it tonight, it's all right with me. God, I need some rain. Who'll stand with me all over this house tonight? And then with your heads bowed and with your eyes closed and with nobody looking around, I wonder if there'll be one inside the house here tonight. And you say, you know what, Brother Brian? There used to be a time that I was a lot more saturated than what I am tonight. I wonder how many here tonight knows what it's like. You know what it's like to feel the presence of God. Amen. As he moves on you. You know what it's like to feel the wooing of the Holy Ghost as it deals with your heart to draw closer and say there's more things, there's better things that the Lord has in store for you. And you know what that feels like. But has it been a long time, amen, since you felt that rain? Has it been a long time until you got to the place that you prayed and you felt like you prayed through? I wonder all that's in this house here tonight, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I wonder if there'll be one. Say, you know what, Brother Brian? I came here tonight and nobody knew, but I'm dry. And I don't know about how much more I can live like this and take it like this. You say, Brother Brian, I need some rain tonight. I need the Holy Ghost to move on me tonight. If that's you here tonight, could you slip out of that pew right where you're at and make your way down here to this altar? Now, I've been in that same place where you're at right now. I know exactly how you feel. Everybody's going to be looking at me. Everybody's going to be watching me. Somebody's going to have something to say. Lord bless you. Oh, but God, I need some rain tonight. Oh, hallelujah. How many else tonight? God bless you, son. But say, God, I need some rain. It's been dry in my life here lately. But Lord, pour out your spirit tonight. All that would, could we gather around these altars? Let's find ourselves a place to pray tonight. Oh, these altars are open for one and all. Lord, send the rain, God, tonight. Whatever you need in the house of the Lord, God's got it tonight.